أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. والله الذي أرسل الرياح فتثير سحابا فسقناه إلى بلد ميت فأحيينا به الأرض بعد موتها كذلك النشور. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of a severe punishment that will afflict those who have committed kufr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of forgiveness and a great, great reward for those who have brought iman and carry out acts of righteousness. Allah spoke of the one who is engaged in an act of evil, something which is wrong, but it was made attractive for him and he now considers it to be something good. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of how hidayat is in the hands of Allah. Allah will guide whomsoever he wishes to the straight path, and misguidance is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can decide for anyone as well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then informs the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he should not destroy himself and he should not allow his soul to collapse and to perish out of regret and out of grief over those who do not wish to accept the message. In the next ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of the rain clouds and how through the rain clouds, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala causes the rain to come back to life. Allah says in ayah number 9 of Surah Al-Fatir, وَاللَّهُ الَّذِي أَرْسَلَ الرِّيَاحَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who sends the wind. فَتُثِيرُ سَحَابًا. The winds, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they raise up clouds. فَسُقْنَاهُ إِلَىٰ بَلَدٍ مَيِّتٍ. And then these clouds, we drive it and we direct it towards a dead land. فَأَحْيَيْنَا بِهِ الْأَرْضِ. And then with the rain cloud and the water, the rain that descends, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we revive that dead land. We bring that dead land back to life. بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا. After its death. So that dead land, or that land, was completely dead, lifeless, no life in it whatsoever. It could not produce any vegetation, it could not produce any crops, it could not produce even a blade of grass. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala started this process, and it started with the blowing of the wind. The blowing of the wind is something that takes place with the command of Allah. And that's why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has warned us that we should never curse the winds. When the winds blow, do not ever curse the winds, or do not ever express agitation, or do not ever express a resentment or criticize the wind in any way. Do not speak ill about the wind when it blows. Why? Because the wind is ma'murah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it moves upon the divine instruction of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that it is Allah who sends these winds. These winds then form clouds, and they bring the clouds together, and then the rain comes down. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says through that rain, Allah gives life to land after its death. كَذَٰلِكَ النُّشُورُ. Why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring this picture and bring this scene to our mind of a dead land coming back to life? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in the exact same manner and in the exact same way will resurrection take place. Resurrection will take place in the exact same way. Sometimes some people, because of their kufr and because of their disbelief, they cannot understand this phenomena of resurrection. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bringing the dead back to life. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses this parable. Allah uses an example of how a dead land that can produce absolutely nothing can be brought back to life and revived by Allah through the waters that fall and through the waters that come down from the rain clouds. مَنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ الْعِزَّةِ فَلِلَّهِ الْعِزَّةُ جَمِيعًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the one who desires honor, the one who desires dignity, the one who desires power, the one who desires respect, فَلِلَّهِ الْعِزَّةُ جَمِيعًا. All honor, all dignity, all power, all respect lies with Allah alone. All of it lies with Allah. So if one wants to become honorable, then one will find honor with Allah. If one wants to become dignified, one wishes to possess power, one wishes to possess respect, all of it lies with Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cause a community, will cause a people, will cause a nation to rise based on their level of attachment to Allah. Once you attach yourself to Allah and you are committed to Allah, then regardless of the physical strength or weakness that you have, regardless of the military power or weakness that you have, regardless of the financial power or weakness that you have, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you honor. Allah will give you victory. Allah will give you respect. Allah will give you dignity. Why? Because all of that lies only with Allah. Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu once said, Inna kunna qawman a'azzana Allah bil Islam. We were a community, and we know the Arabs, that they were considered to be the worst community that existed and that lived on earth. So he said, Inna kunna qawman a'azzana Allah bil Islam. We are a people whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave honor to, gave dignity to, and gave us strength through Islam, and only through Islam. فَمَنْ اتَّقَ الْعِزَّةَ فِيمَا فِي غَيْرِهِ أَضَلَّنَا اللَّهُ. So he says that if we will seek honor and dignity, respect, through any other means, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will then humiliate us and disgrace us. So that is exactly what Allah says over here, that honor, dignity, and respect, all of it, if you want it, it lies only with Allah. إِلَيْهِ يَسْعَدُ الْكَلِمُ الطَّيِّبُ. Allah says, the pure word, الْكَلِمُ الطَّيِّبُ, the pure word ascends up to Allah alone. What is meant by the pure word? The kalima la ilaha illallah. That is the first thing you do when you profess your iman. And the first kalima, or the first word that you believe in. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ilayhi yas'adu al-kalimu al-tayyib. To Allah alone does that al-kalimu al-tayyib, does that pure word ascend. To Allah alone. Wal'alam amalu salih yarfa'u. Allah says, but the righteous deed is what lifts it up to Allah. So this is again elaborating what was spoken of earlier. One is iman, but with the iman you must have al-amal al-salih. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying the pronouncement of the kalima alone is not sufficient. Yes, that kalima rises up and it ascends and it goes to Allah, but what pushes it higher? And what raises it right up to Allah? What lifts it up and allows it to earn acceptance in the court of Allah? وَالْعَمَلُ الصَّالِحِ. The righteous deed. يَرْفَعُهُ. It raises it up and lifts it up all the way to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So again, there must be a combination. They work hand in hand. الْكَلِمُ الطَّيِّبُ. The kalima la ilaha illallah. Iman. That is an attribute of the heart. And al-amal salih, acts of righteousness, those are aspects related to the outward practice of Islam and the fulfillment of the commandments of Allah. So one, the kalima tayyib, the iman, and the la ilaha illallah, and your declaration of faith need al-amal salih to lift it up and to push it up so that through that it earns this acceptance in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالَّذِينَ يَمْكَرُونَ السَّيِّئَاتِ. Allah says, those who continuously plot evils, لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ شَدِيدٌ. For them is a severe torment. وَمَكْرُ أُولَٰئِكَ هُوَ يَبُورٌ. Allah says, those who are plotting and planning evils all the time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, their very plot and their very plan will perish and will be destroyed. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.